You're listening to Met Radio 1280 AM CJTM in Toronto. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Everything's mixed.
Yes.
So there's the overnight pads, mm-hmm. the regular daily pads, super tampons, regular tampons. Okay.
Yeah. We're inside Sojourn House, a refugee shelter in the Moss Park neighborhood near Sherbourne and Queen, where a local nonprofit is dropping off sanitary products, pads and tampons.
Today we dropped off three boxes and a bag, and in each box has close to 15 to 20 sanitary pads. And
Mercy Kaplugart is the founder and executive director of Rafiki Bridge, the nonprofit behind the delivery.
Mercy's walking me through today's donation.
And all vary from different sizes, small, medium, large, extra large. There's also a couple of tampons, panty liners, overnight and daily use.
When Mercy first started the initiative collecting pads and tampons for refugee shelters and those facing homelessness, it was only supposed to last for 6 months. But she said the need was far greater than she originally anticipated.
And once we started reaching out to the organizations that take care of these communities, we realized that the demand is quite huge, and it is an ongoing demand, not just a once-in-a-while drop-off, but a monthly need that women and girls use. Mm-hmm. We decided to restructure our program to run for a whole year because the number of women we served within just 3 to 4 months was almost 300 women. And because we're still a small nonprofit organization, we could only do, let's say, one or two boxes per organization. And these organizations need almost 5 to 10 boxes per month.
Mercy and her team visited Sojourn House in December, distributing sanitary pads to residents. And 2 months later, they're back again.
The female wing on this way. So let me just ask if there's any room.
Fatima Salioa Diaboya is the 24/7 shelter manager at the center. Fatima is taking us around the female wing in Sojourn House.
Showing the rooms. Is anybody in that room?
Yes, there's a couple of girls there.
Couples, okay, thank you.
She oversees the welfare of all the clients staying in the short-term program, the temporary program.
It's Fatima. Hello. Anybody here?
I'm here.
Okay, I just want to peep in a quick in. Just give me a second.
The transitional housing program sees more women coming through, often with young children. Fatima's holding a clipboard that lists all the residents in the house.
When you look at adult female, 27, mm-hmm. and you see adult male, 9. Mm-hmm. In transitional housing, more women. So I'm more family-led women, single-parent women, more of them.
Sojourn House offers temporary short-term housing for 3 to 6 months, housing refugees from all over the world. 94% are from Africa, with a large majority coming from Ethiopia, Kenya, and Uganda. But Fatima says it fluctuates depending on the political climate.
And we reached out first to the organizations that are serving African or like black-centered people from an African descent. And compared to, I think, 2 years ago, there was an issue where a lot of refugees were stuck outside due to the rising issue of homelessness and the housing crisis in Toronto. And the community or the demographic that was not or did not receive enough help was the black or African people. And so as an organization, we decided to help in and support the communities that we are in.
The shelter doesn't only function as a housing space, but to help residents through the refugee determination process. They have registered social workers, counselors on site, an in-house clinic, and a life skills program to help refugees better assimilate into the community.
Small rooms. We have a lot of people on our wait list. We have almost over 50 people on our wait list that are waiting to to come here. But no bed, no room.
And how long do they stay here before they transition?
It's 3 months to 6 months. But in the wake of housing shortage, housing crisis. We have somebody here for a whole year. So, but where are they gonna go? There's no money. It's not money. Yeah.
Can you imagine you come in a new country, you don't know how you're going to feed, you don't know where you're going to sleep. Okay, you got a shelter, then you'll be thinking, will I be asking too much if I'm start asking for this? But that's where your dignity is, so we don't allow.
According to city policy, shelters must be able to provide menstrual products to residents at any time upon request. The city has funds earmarked to cover the cost of those products, but demand is increasing. 3 years ago, city-funded shelters served just over 2,000 women and transgender clients. But that number has doubled by January to nearly 4,600. In response, the city set aside an additional $200,000 for hygiene products.
So because our women here, they are just on welfare, they have no jobs, so if they have to take extra money, the welfare given to them is just for basic need. So, and you know how expensive these things could be. So, yeah, I think...
Inflation has increased the cost of menstrual products in Canada. Nowadays, one box of tampons could be anywhere from $8 to $16. Women and Gender Equality Canada came out with a public opinion survey in 2023 on menstrual equity. The study finds that 1 in 5 who menstruate cannot afford period products at some point during the year, while 1 in 4 Canadians have experienced period poverty in households earning less than $40,000 a year. That's 25% of the group.
Fatima says the women coming to Sojourn House usually don't have any income.
So when we talk about menstrual thing and so on, these are things that are very, very personal to women. These are things that, you know, some Canadians, some of us who have been established here, we may take for granted.
Sojourn House gets supply from pharmacies in the area. Fatima says they're responsible for buying products themselves,
using the city funding when they can't rely on donations.
We go all the way to make sure we have constant supply of all these materials to our women, and also getting them the proper health education they need and the proper treatment through our clinic here. We are also...
Fatima says they've seen a wave of refugees coming in, and the need is growing fast.
Rafiki Bridge has one more delivery next week at the Christie Welcome Refugee Center beside Christie Pitts.
We are planning to do 4 drop-offs every month within communities or organizations in Toronto, and hopefully once the weather gets warmer, we'll definitely do more drop-offs. But for now, we have one more scheduled in February and a lot more coming in March.
The music for this episode was produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.